Be Devastated. Podka episode number 106. Today is the 17th of August 2022, and I'm your host, Elaine. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. All that the Prime Minister can tell you about this terrible revelation on Oxfam is I am devastated. In a message via Twitter, the PM said on behalf of Pakistani people, we send our prayers and best wishes to the victims who were devastated by floods in Kerala, India. The city is not the worst for climate change, reports found, initially published by the Wisconsin Examiner. In this light, new analysis from Policy Genius finds that Milwaukee might appear to be better positioned to deal with climate change than most cities. While one might expect a city located on Lake Michigan to experience a higher than average flood threat, this is not the case, reads the analysis. While there are a few favorable characteristics about the city, it is also one with high vulnerability scores, according to the new Policy Genius analysis. For the state, climate change means higher temperatures, greater precipitation over shorter periods, and an increased risk of floods. In coming years, subsidence, rapidly expanding urbanization along coastal areas, and climate change may increase flooding risks even more. More floods, for instance, may mean greater exposure to contaminants and diseases. For over half the world's 1.47 billion people, floods may reach life-threatening levels, particularly for children and the disabled. Some 2.2 billion people, or 29% of the global population, live in places estimated to be at some level of flooding in a 1 in 100-year flood event. While countries of all levels of development are exposed to flooding risks, the overwhelming majority of people exposed to global flooding, -89%, live in low- and middle-income countries. Globally, 587 million impoverished people are exposed to flood risks, of whom 132 million are living in extreme poverty. The most damaging long-term impacts from flooding are typically experienced by poorest households, those with almost no savings and little access to support systems. As a result, the land people might, for instance, by natural disasters. Gus can see that it is going to be devastated, yet it is already helpless. He appreciated everything about Carlin Leander, and lived for that 1 hour where they would drop the books and steal away for the cemetery. Every now and then, Gus would make an exception, just like with Carlin Leander.
This has been Podka, episode 106. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.